Kaya Biz.
Keeping our focus with the ongoing concerns to South Africa's economy and, of course, just the lack of accountability and governance, we focus on the release of Transparency International's 2021 Corruption Perception Index, which again shows that South Africa, along with many of its other peers, has reached a virtual standstill in its effort to curb corruption as human rights abuses and the erosion of democracy does look to flourish. To help us unpack this further is Melusi Ncala, Senior Researcher for Corruption Watch. But Melusi, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Hello?
We can hear you loud and clear, Melusi. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Fantastic. We've got you on air, sir. And I guess first things first, let's start off by getting some insight as to what the recent figures regarding Transparency International's 2021 Corruption Perceptions Index reveals about South Africa's standing.
So the Corruption Perception Index is a body of work that comprises of various research studies that is looked at by experts and people in business, but it mainly looks at perceptions of corruption in the public sector. And at least for the past 10 years, the picture has been quite grim in that countries like ourselves and several others, or at least 86% of the countries that are participating in this study, have been stagnant. You know, when you look at South Africa, for example, we've been hovering, at least for the past few years, at the 43-44 mark. That has been our score. And zero is considered to be extremely bad, and 100 is considered to be a good score. So to be at that mark consistently for years upon years is an indication that we're not really doing that much to curb the spread of corruption. And one of the big problems is that we're not holding people accountable.
You're quite right. And it seems as though we continue to fall short on those particular rankings. But how is it perhaps that we need to fill the gaps on these shortfalls to make sure that we are actually able to hold individuals to account, even following various levels of investigations against them?
Well, one of the things that the study has made, or at least has assessed, is whether there's a correlation between countries where there's rampant corruption and abuse of human rights, and at least the destruction of democratic institutions and processes. And they found that there is a link, you know, that usually when corruption is unchecked, it inevitably leads to the violation of people's freedoms. And we need to guard against those kind of things, and to, especially during this COVID period, to see how is government actually managing this entire process. That's the one. The second thing, and perhaps quite important, is transparency in relation to procurement processes, to ensure that, you know, there are checks and balances in the procurement line, especially. Do we make sure, as we've seen at least now with this whole public PPE corruption matter, that the correct companies are awarded tenders and that there's not any undue influence in the process?
Yeah. What's also quite interesting to note is that there has been feedback and commentary regarding the SIU ongoing investigations. And as you mentioned, the outcomes of what we've witnessed with them, corruption within PPE and during these times of the COVID-19 pandemic. How much of the lack of accountability is related to, I guess, a lack of resources from the policing front, from the investigations front, to actually make sure that people are fully held to account?
Yes, you know, I mean, investigations can take a while, and we need to accept that as the public. But do we actually know, though, that these investigations are taking place? You know, that's one thing. And at times, you know, you can go for strategic litigation. It's not necessarily a case of saying, okay, every person whom we think of corruption at, or who we accuse of corruption, therefore go and prosecute immediately. But in some of these cases, you would assume that, you know, there is already evidence that can be used based on at least some of these commissions to which we are told that there is extensive evidence implicating very important and very powerful individuals in acts of corruption. So one would hope that at least law enforcement would take upon these cases and hold people accountable, because that's ultimately what we as a citizen expect, that, you know, if accusations are going to be made of billions and billions of rand being misused and mismanaged and being stolen, that at least there will be some kind of accountability, in that people will either be prosecuted and jailed, or at least those funds will be recovered.
Melusi, to close off with, as we look at these numbers, and as you state, South Africa's really not made any kind of progress. Lackluster is disheartening. Are we finding that this is impacting the levels of confidence in both business, civil society, and I guess that the broader public at large, that there just is no progress in combating corruption?
I mean, we've been at this for pretty much the 10-year period that the study has been looking at. And, you know, there's been highs and lows during this period, but, you know, largely despondency, because we see the impact of corruption, especially on the most vulnerable communities, you know. But that said, we need to also note that this is a perception index that is primarily based on how businesses and other experts view South Africa, and that it's not the perceptions of ordinary people. Yes, we already have surveyed looking at that, like the Global Corruption Barometer and other Corruption Watch surveys, like the youth survey that we've done, or the whistleblower survey that we did last year that speak to those issues. But yeah, you know, it does add to the general sentiment, negative sentiment, I should add, that is felt throughout the country. And at some point in time, our leaders need to stop paying lip service to the scourge and actually do something tangible.
Definitely. Melusi, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate the data that you've shared with us today. And we'll continue reading further insights into the most recent 2021 Corruption Perceptions Index, which shows that South Africa has really made little to no progress in combating corruption.
Thank you
for your time, sir. Melusi Ncala, who is the senior researcher at Corruption Watch.
Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.